How do we measure failure? Does failure build character? Some observers believe that younger people have been sheltered too much and made to believe that failure is either something to be avoided or something to be accepted. But what are the best ways to learn from failure and deal with it better? Some colleges across the country are working to teach students that it's okay to have setbacks and move toward resilience. One of those institutions of higher learning is Bentley University in Boston. Peter Faulkner is director of Bentley's Counseling Center and is with me to talk about helping students deal with failure in more productive ways. Peter, why is helping students deal with failure such a relevant concept now?
Well, I think it's needed for a couple of reasons. First of all, this is sort of happening in the context of a huge increase in mental health issues for students in colleges. As the director of the Counseling Center, I'm seeing a nationwide trend of more and more students accessing mental health resources on campus. And schools are having difficulty sort of keeping up with that. So we've really been forced to start thinking outside the box somewhat in terms of how do we address these issues that students are coming in with. And part of the narrative has always been that, well, the students we're seeing are sort of more protected and less resilient than they were in the past. And it's hard to say whether there's actual evidence for that. I think it's fair to say that certainly many students have been growing up in a setting in which there's been more protection from the experience of failure or from negative events in general. And so I think it's fair to say that those students are maybe less prepared to deal with negative life events like failure. And so the more we can do in college to prepare them for that, the better.
So we're talking about then a situation where, let's say there's a level of failure that someone who's experienced it before might say, that's not really that big a deal. But if someone hasn't been trained or hasn't dealt with that before, there can be that deeper impact. And is that maybe what we're seeing a little bit more of with teens and college students?
Yes, I would certainly say so. And I want to caveat the fact that there are many students who come to college and to the counseling center who actually have had significant experience with failure. So we're sort of talking very broadly, making sort of sweeping generalizations about many of the students who come in. But yes, many of the students who do come to the counseling center have been protected from failure. You know, are we going to be talking about those students who are receiving a trophy for even participation? Are we talking about protecting them from getting bad grades by giving them grade inflation? There are a number of things that might be that the typical student these days has not experienced as much. So their identity has been sort of built around this idea of that they are a successful person that can navigate challenges and have never had that experience of struggling. And it's only when they get to college when maybe some of those protective factors, possibly parents, possibly we see this a lot that coaches and high school teachers who have sort of bought into this narrative that the best way to prepare a student is to make them feel as good as possible, that we sort of need to teach them that, no, in fact, it's important for them to experience these negative events and then course correct. You know, if somebody does have an experience with failure or doesn't do well, then that's actually a good thing because it's feedback for that individual that, okay, I need to be doing something different. And if they've been protected from experiencing that, that's going to be quite a challenge to overcome.
Is this an indictment of sorts then of the so-called helicopter parenting that there should be a program like this? Or does this indicate that, you know, different people need different things?
I do think it is an indictment of the helicopter parenting, although we often refer these days to snowplow parenting, in which the helicopter parents of the past used to see their students struggling and helicopter in and pull them to safety. Now we see more and more the challenges are being plowed out of the way so that the student actually doesn't struggle at all.
Okay.
But I also think it's important to note some other things that I think are particularly relevant. Specifically, we are seeing students now who have been growing up in their major developmental stages with an iPhone in their pocket or some sort of smartphone in their pocket. Some of the most formative experiences you have as a child that prepare you for challenges is when you don't know, is when you don't have access to parents, you don't have access to Uber, you don't have access to Map, you don't have access to Google, where instantly when you are struggling and not sure what to do, there's somebody to ask or someone to help you. And so I think that actually, while it's somewhat easy right now to come down on parents, and maybe I'm a little bit defensive as a father myself, I do think that these easy solutions and answers in our pockets are actually interfering with normal development.
How vital is it that younger people that we're talking about learn failure from people that they respect Is that part of the growing point as well, or is it also important to recognize how everyone has dealt with failure, not just people we admire?
Well, I think both are important. Certainly here at Bentley, what we're trying to do more, and this is not something novel, this, a lot of schools are sort of addressing this, is that, and I think this is especially relevant in today's social media atmosphere, that it's important that we aren't just looking at these people as success stories, that the people who we respect and want to become did not have a linear path from day one to their ultimate success, that they were had many challenges along the way. And in fact, not only did they have those challenges, but that those challenges were absolutely essential to their eventual success. They probably learned something about themselves. The more we can sort of destigmatize this idea of failure, the better. And I also want to clarify that destigmatizing failure is really what we're after. Too much in the past, when there has been a discussion about failure, it's been centered around this idea of trying to make people feel good about failure. We don't want people to feel good about something that they should feel bad about. Failure sucks. Failure feels bad, and it should, because it means that we've done something wrong. And the reason it feels bad is because we don't want to do it again, and then therefore we can actually choose to do things differently. It's good feedback. So we're not trying to give the message of it's okay to fail, because it's not okay to fail. We don't want people to fail, but it is something that happens to everyone. And when it happens to everyone, we actually learn from that. We shouldn't feel as though we are some sort of pariah or someone where we're the only person who's experienced failure. It's something that, okay, this is bad, this happened to me, and now I'm going to do things differently and see what happens.
Peter Faulkner is director of the Counseling Center at Bentley University in Boston.